Really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was really good fun, thanks.
It was a smaller crowd, but I imagine you're probably used to that, you know, as you're climbing your way up.
We spent years playing to like about two people, so if there's anything that we're quite well rehearsed at, it's playing to empty crowds.
Yeah, and trying to bring people forward and get them to actually come up to the front.
Yeah, it's always a bit tricky playing so early on a big stage like that. But it's fun in a different way. And
it's up and down, really. We played like a festival last week in Japan to like 7,000 people, and then
really?
Yeah, and then.
Yeah, the second band I've heard that today that played in Japan the other week, are they sort of up for British music at the moment then?
Yeah, it's because there's been one really big festival on at the moment where everyone's literally gone to this one massive festival called Summer Sonic. But in Japan,
I think they really, really dig British bands, but they've got like amazing, weird Japanese bands that like... There's a band on before us, and they were just mad, but like so sort of what you'd expect from a Japanese band, it was amazing. So it's kind of a bit of both, really.
I was reading an article about you guys in The Guardian last year, where they were saying that you prefer to remain underground. Is that a quote from you, or is it something they sort of made up?
It's kind of been like sort of Chinese whispered, that one down the stems of.
Okay.
But it's sort of the secret band thing came from this sort of like longing for us to remain in control of what we were creating and showing people. So we didn't want to be like, let's see what we have for breakfast today.
Yeah.
We want to be like, listen to our records, like, listen to what we've made, not like judge us on how we look, judge us on how many followers we have, judge us. We just wanted to direct people to just the music, and we did that quite well. And now obviously we have all of these like really exposed social networks, and obviously we are forced into showing people what we eat for breakfast every day.
And what did you have for breakfast?
Today I had a delicious fry up at the hotel, and it was free, so we were great.
That's the best thing about staying in hotels, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think it was meant to be free, but...
So tell us a little bit about your music. I mean, you talk about the secret band. I mean, it was incredible watching the way you come on, and it's a really slow start, just the simple vocal, and then bang, straight into it.
Yeah, I like the sort of shock factor. Yeah. I think lulling people into a false sense of security is quite exciting. It's quite funny. We find it funny when you see people's faces change.
It's quite funny to see their faces sort of change when everything comes in.
So what's next for you guys?
Best of All next, and then we're releasing a new single called Hello Today, which is going out at the end of September. We're putting that out ourselves, and you'll be seeing a video, our first ever like debut video as well with that. And then the UK tour, which is like already pretty much sold out.
And how do you find playing gigs of your own, you know, where your name's on the door, rather than playing a festival where you're sort of, especially at this stage, where you're sort of opening?
It's kind of like a... It's like a different kind of fight, really. I think we kind of like mixing up. But when you play a festival like this, you've got to kind of win people. And I think when you headline shows are maybe a bit more sort of self-indulgent because people are there, I guess, because they like you and stuff. But we like doing both.